Are you 50 plus, stuck in the 9-to-5 world, and looking for something more fulfilling? Maybe you're already retired and are seeking a new purpose in life. Have you thought about starting your own business? Welcome to Silver Linings with your host, Karen George, here on Inspired News Radio. During each show, Karen will talk with fascinating people who have started new businesses after the age of 50. You'll hear their stories, find out what prompted them to start their businesses, and hopefully take away some nuggets of wisdom that will assist you in the search for your own silver linings. And now, the host of Silver Linings, Karen George.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Karen. I'm so glad you could be here for this week's episode of Silver Linings. I'm really excited about this week's guest because not only is she my second international guest, but she's actually my very first guest from across the Atlantic Ocean. Let me introduce you to Andy Nagel. Andy is a coach who works with women who are going through major life changes to discover their full power and strength. Andy's company is Marvelous Woman, that's with Marvelous with two L's. Welcome, Andy. I'm so glad you're here.
Yes, thank you. Me too.
Start us off by telling us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, where you grew up, what it's like growing up in Europe. I'm sure it's quite different from the United States.
Yes, it's very different. Okay, let's start with my parents. My parents were Hungarians and were refugees, 1956, and went to Vienna, and from Vienna to Salzburg. And in Salzburg, I was born. Later on, I grew up, sadly, in children homes. Yeah, and with the age of 19, when my mother and father died, I had to take my hand, my life into my hands alone. And that time was 19 years. Yes, I was 19.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't have a penny in my pocket. Yeah. And achieved a lot of things. Yeah. My life is a big adventure. It's a big adventure.
I'm sure. So what happened? You said you were 19. What happened after that?
After that, the first thing when you're 19 and you realize, oh, I can't study. I have to look after my earning, after living, for my living.
Right, you have to make money.
Something. I have to make money. Yeah. But gladly, I had a friend. I could live for a little while there. And the first thing I have done, I started to modeling. I went into modeling. Yeah.
And I'm not surprised. This is a podcast, so people can't see how beautiful you are, but they will see your pictures. I'm sorry. go ahead.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and this was the step where I always, I modeled. I was modeling, yeah. And then I learned a lot of different kind of professions, yeah. Graphic design, for example, yeah, and I love writing, very early, exactly, I was in the 20s, I also was always interested on healing work, mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I learned many kind of different things to help people. And so I went on and on and on and on. Yeah. Yeah. And with the age of, I was 25, my daughter was born. Yeah. And later I got married. Yeah. I was 13 years married. And after, when I handed in the divorce, I ended up here in Gran Canaria. And before I was in, with my husband, I was in Costa Rica. We built up a 4-star hotel. Yeah, I designed it. It was a very, very nice adventure as well, because I'm also in Feng Shui, yeah, in holistic Feng Shui.
Feng Shui?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes, it's very, very beautiful. I love this work, yeah. And also, yeah, I learned a lot of things, therapy, what belongs to therapists. And actually, more or less 30 years, I'm always was into therapies, yeah, with different kind of therapies.
Okay, so you were in Costa Rica running a hotel with your husband, and you said you designed the hotel?
Yes. Yes.
Wow, that is so fascinating. And then you moved to the Canary Islands?
Then I moved to the Canary Islands, yes. And here I have a little bed and breakfast, a very small one, but very, it's like a boutique hotel. Yeah, I only have 3 units with suites. Yeah. And here people are also coming for a week, for example, for therapy exclusively.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And what is the name of your bed and breakfast?
Casa El Sirocco.
I looked up the website, actually, and it is beautiful. But you told me that you're selling it.
Yes, I want to sell it, yeah, because I want to be free. I want to travel, yeah. And a few days ago, because still I have the marvelous woman, but now I want to change again my my business. Yeah, I will call it wedding coach. Yeah, The philosophy behind it is a lot of people get married, yeah, and just rush in because they're so much in love, and yeah, and you know, when you are in love, you are blind. You're in the seventh sky. You have your pink sunglasses on, and everything is beautiful. What my goal will be now is with the wedding coach. Our wedding coaching is to give couples a really nice coaching that the love will go deeper and deeper, yeah, and that you can say even after 50 years, we love us more than in the first day. Yeah, mm-hmm. This would be my goal. As less divorces as possible.
Right. That's the ideal. I mean, nobody really goes into a marriage with the idea of getting a divorce.
No, nobody. Yeah.
Well, take us back just a little bit. I know you've been coaching women for many years. So how did you kind of segue into that? How did you end up starting that business?
Coaching?
Yes, with women.
Only specialized with women. Because in my past, I had a lot of experiences, yeah, which put me too long now to explain you everything, because that, beside that, I'm writing a book as well, yeah. Okay. Women, yeah. That women are really coming into their strengths, into their power, yeah. Because most women are dependent from, for example, when they are married, yeah, from their husbands, yeah, and then above the children, yeah, and they forget themselves, yeah. Everything is more important, yeah, but not themselves.
Right. The husband, the children, the spouse, whatever, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And it doesn't mean you should leave the family or something, yeah, or get divorced or whatever, no. But just to find the way to empower the women, yeah, and they say, here I am, yeah, and I have my desires, I have my wishes, yeah, and I want to live them, because the truth is you only live once, yeah.
Right.
And today, I heard a message that a very beautiful woman died, and she left a beautiful message as well. And the point is really we forget, yeah, that we are here on earth to take every chance we can take, yeah, to enjoy life. Like I told you before, when we have spoken, for me the world is a big playground, yeah.
Right.
And we really should step back and remember how it was when we've been children, yeah, and just play and do it, yeah. Enjoy your life every second, yeah, every moment, yeah. And we all have bad and good moments, like me, I have good moments and bad moments, yeah. But to make when you have a bad moment, make the best out of it, yeah. Make the best, because it's not worth crying over it. It's not worth, because the next moment can bring you up a surprise or whatever, and the next day is looking anyway completely different.
Yeah. Kind of like making lemonade out of lemons, like trying to find something good in the situation.
Yes, exactly. Even it is hard, but I think it would be the best thing you can do is to accept things. Yeah, because when I remember when I was 19, my father was just one day dead, yeah, and my stepmother she sold me out of on the street. Yeah, it was hard. Yeah, but that time, even with 19 years old, I thought it's Andrea, life is going on. Yeah. Try to find the best solution for you, yeah. And if I wouldn't have done that, yeah, and would have sat down on the street and crying and crying and crying and saying, "Oh, I'm such a poor thing," and da da da, no.
Your no. Story is a very good example of resilience. You were totally on your own when you were 19.
Yes.
And you've made a success of your life. So that's really inspiring. You told me that recently you've made a big change in your business, that you're now online.
Yes. I do it now online. Okay. Just today I got two inquiries for coaching in my house. Certainly I can't refuse them. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Of course not. No, because they are from recommendations from people I'm still in contact, and I love them very much. And so I know only beautiful people will come to me. Yeah. And I know I can help them. Yeah. So, but my main goal now at the moment is, like I told you before, this wedding coaching, yeah. And also because I love decorating and I love beautiful things, yeah, around me, to make also a wedding planner as well. So we will see how it will turn up. But my feeling is very, very good. Very good, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Paradise on earth.
So you're starting you're going in a different direction. Kind of reminds
yes.
me of the Robert Frost poem, the road less traveled. So with wedding coaching, I was thinking about this. We had talked the other day a little bit. And when you were talking about that, working with couples, is it going to be with both of the parties, like the two people who are getting married? Or
either or, yeah. Sometimes the couple will come, or sometimes only the women or only the men. But I think mainly because it's in their both interests, yeah, that they come as
yeah.
a couple.
Yes, that would be the ideal
yeah.
situation.
Yes,
and I was thinking, would you be working with couples of all different ages?
Yes. Yes, my eldest couple were, I think she was 70 something and he 80 something.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And I really admire elder people when she was 70 really, and they really want to achieve something new, yeah, to see life in a different side of seeing. And they were so passionate, yeah, in this age, yeah, super, yeah, yeah.
I would think that couples at different stages in their lives have different issues. Like with older people, you've got all, you know, their families and their children and grandchildren could be involved. And so they have to find a way to meld all that together.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure. They have different issues. Yeah. I think a younger couple, they want to achieve something. Yeah, differently also material-wise, so socially-wise, yeah. And the elder couples, but they lived in a way their life, yeah. But then they come to a point they want to understand life, yeah. So the big question we all have: why are we here? Yeah, is coming more present. Yeah, it's coming more present, yeah, the elder you get, yeah. And then you look backwards and you think, was my life okay? Did I achieve everything? What is there something I missed? What do I want? And this kind of questions, yeah. What younger people, indeed, no, they don't do that that way, yeah. Not that intensive, yeah.
I've read that the older people get, the more spiritual they get. And you were just saying, you know, searching for life meaning and, you know, is there anything left that I want to do with the time that I have left?
Yes. At the moment I would think so. Yes. Boy, but more and more, the younger also. Yeah. But the younger people, they come with completely different challenges.
Yes.
Than the elder one. Completely. Yeah.
Tell me some of the challenges. Well, you've been doing this for a long time, but you're starting a kind of a new branch of your business. So what are some of the challenges that people over 50, that's our target audience, what kind of challenges would they have that you've experienced?
I think the most important is do what you love, yeah, and just do it. Don't think about anything. Yeah, don't think about what other people say. Yeah, don't think about, oh, you are too old, you can't make it. Think about it. Yeah, better you go golfing. I don't know what. Yeah, no, just do what you really love for what you are passionate. Yeah. And nothing can hold you up. Yeah, this is my life philosophy anyway. Yeah, and so, I don't think it will be a matter if I start now today a new business. Yeah, and in a few years, I think I do something else. I will do it. Yeah, I just will do it. Yeah, because I want to bring something here down to the earth, something beautiful. Yeah. And create, yeah, and just do it and please people, yeah. And this is my biggest goal, yeah, that to bring something here beautiful on earth and to give to the people something beautiful, yeah, what will make them happy.
Yeah, I'm thinking that. Because of your experience growing up and that you probably, since you were on your own at such a young age, took a lot of chances and, you know, learned new stuff and weren't afraid to go in different directions because you had to earn a living and support yourself.
No, I could have chosen the way from living from the state. Yeah. But I never did this. Yeah. I could have sat back and say to the state, give me my social money and that's it, yeah. But I always, even in very difficult situations, yeah, when I was very tight with money, yeah, and I was too proud to go there and ask for money. I said, I'm responsible for myself and I go through there and I will make it. And I always made it.
Oh my gosh, that's so inspiring. I just love your story.
Thank you.
I just love what you've experienced and how you've overcome everything. I wanted to just mention about your business. Tell us where your clients are now that you have an online business.
Oh my God, clients are from all over the world. Yeah. I have clients from the States, from Canada, from France, from Switzerland, from Belgium, from Germany, from Austria, everywhere. They're coming really from everywhere.
Oh my gosh, that's so great. And you told me that you're selling your bed and breakfast because you want to travel. But the thing is, if you work online, you can work from anywhere.
Yes, exactly. Yes, and this is what I want to do. This is my next step. Yeah.
Have you planned your first trip yet?
To this station, Seychelles.
Oh, this is Seychelles. Yes, yes. Yeah. Tell us how our listeners can learn more about you and your business. Where can they find you online?
Just on Facebook.
It's okay. Facebook has,
just on Facebook. Yeah. I canceled all my websites and everything. I'm really concentrating on Facebook and I love Facebook. Facebook is very cool. Yeah. And you meet marvelous people. Yeah. Really. And it's just joy and fun there. Yeah. So Facebook, please.
When I write the show notes on my personality page on Inspired News Radio, I will have pictures of you and a little synopsis of what we talked about. Then I'll have your Facebook link so people can go straight to your Facebook page. And I noticed that you also have a Facebook group.
Yes, I have a group. Yes. And if people are interested, they can ask for the entrance in the group. Yes, anytime.
Oh, great. So I was thinking that maybe that was for your clients, but that's for anyone can join your group, or there
anyone who is interested on what I'm doing. Yes, for sure. They're very welcome. Very welcome.
That's great. So any parting advice for people over 50 who are thinking about starting a business, or maybe they just started a business, how can they have an easier time? What kind of advice would you give?
Don't think so much. Really?
Oh my goodness, I love that.
Don't think so much. Really, don't think so much, because you can destroy your thoughts can destroy everything, yeah? Think about maybe your numbers and everything, yeah. But this also in a second part. The really main advice I can give what I live, yeah, and do what you love to do and do it with passion. Think about what you can give to people, yeah. What great gift you can give, yeah, to other people to make them happy, because then you are happy. That's it. This is my biggest advice. And even you are 60, or when you are fit enough, is 70, do it. Really do it. Do it out of your heart and your soul, and do it. Yeah.
There's more about satisfaction than just money. Money is not everything. You were just saying that you have to find something that satisfies you and that you can give back to other people.
Because when you do that, money is following you by your foot.
Yeah. People first and the money will follow.
Yes, exactly like that. And this is a law.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about customer service. If you're serving, then the money will follow. And
yes,
I just love that advice. Don't think too much, because people overthink everything. They make themselves crazy. I've heard the saying, just get out of your own way.
Yes, exactly. Get out of it. Yes. Yeah. And really stop thinking. Yeah. See the beautiful thing you can give. Yeah. And go in there and do it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, Andy, we're about to the end of the program. I just want to thank you so much for being here. This has been so fun.
Oh, thank you, Karen. It was a super nice talk. And I have to say it at the end, I love America. I really do, yeah. And I send all my love to you, and it's great. It was great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Silver Linings on InspiredNewsRadio.com with your host, Karen George. Tune in regularly to hear more stories from people who have started businesses after age 50. Remember, it's never too late to find your silver linings.